Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast, where you will get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside of legal nurse consulting. They will share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with 30 years experience. So, join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's Pat.
Hi, this is Pat Iyer with Legal Nurse Podcast. Before we start today, I'm excited to share the news that I've got a virtual conference for legal nurse consultants all planned for next month, July 2020. It is as easy to attend as clicking on a link. This fun and interactive event is designed to update your knowledge and give you a chance to meet other LNCs from around the world. We have 4 days of education provided by legal nurse consultants, nurse attorneys, business people, and LNCs, all designed to give you the knowledge you need to succeed in this field. Get all the details at this link, lnc.tips/July2020virtual. Sign up for all 4 days or one or two. I look forward to seeing you at the virtual conference. This is podcast 401, Tips for a Successful LNC Business. Your business needs nourishing like plants in a garden. Continually learn new ideas, new approaches, and new methods to create the stimulus to change. You can't put new ideas into an old mindset. You can't achieve new results with old behaviors. This is a hard reality of life. Your comfort zone is a danger zone which constrains you from taking risks. Sometimes you need to take risks that feel uncomfortable, knowing you might fail. But more importantly, you will win some of the time. Master these three keys to success and you will shine. The first is continually learn. One of the major reasons I was successful in growing my LNC business was that I would continually learn and then refine what I did. I studied marketing, presentation skills, writing techniques, and I continue to do so. I believe there is a direct relationship between continual learning and continual business growth. I learn something new every day. My challenge to you: what are you learning about now? What have you identified that you want to learn more about? What skills or knowledge do you see as necessary to advance your career? Are you like a day-old loaf of bread getting stale? Unless you are changing, you are losing ground. Intellectually, we know that there's a fast pace of change in business, but we don't always apply it to our own businesses. Here are three ways you can keep your business fresh. Number one, add new services. Think about what happened to these huge companies, Kodak and Blockbuster. Kodak did not add digital imaging to its line of services until it got swept into obsolescence. Blockbuster was wiped out by downloadable movies. What services might you add to your LNC business? Start with what your clients are asking you to do. For example, can you subcontract expert witness cases? Can you obtain medical records? Can you add life care plans? Are you providing support for IMEs? Can you help attorneys obtain well-written reports from treating physicians? Number two, add new clients. The Marlboro cigarette brand was originally pitched to women. When the company decided to target men, the wildly popular Marlboro Man skyrocketed their sales. I can attest to the fact it worked. My husband smoked Marlboros for years because he liked the rugged image. It is one of the top five brands in the world. What might you do to add new clients? For example, are you marketing to law firms in a new geographical region? Have you considered who else besides plaintiff and defense attorneys hires LNCs? For example, insurance companies hire LNCs pre-suit to give them an indication of the severity of a possible claim. A nursing home chain may request a pre-suit review of high-risk cases for the same reason. A physician who does IMEs may hire an LNC to summarize medical records. Number three, change your image. Concerns about using chemicals led to ChemLawn changing their name to True Green. Concerns about the harmful effects of frying led to Kentucky Fried Chicken becoming KFC. Same company, same processes, different names. What might you do to change your image? Uplevel your game. Get a new website, new logo, and maybe even a new company name. Build on the perception of value. Get rid of anything homemade and use a branding expert or web designer to upgrade your look. Continually learn how to get better. What does it take to change your services, clients, or image? In a word, work. Brendan Burchard said, "When you knock on the door of opportunity, do not be surprised that it is work who answers." It takes time, commitment, and willingness to invest in yourself, your business, and your future. But it keeps your clients engaged, and it keeps you learning and growing. Do you ever feel like LNC success is elusive? I'm going to share five principles that can ramp up your business success. Principle number one is stop complaining. When it comes to success in business, the best place to start is by committing yourself to not complaining and to not hiring anyone who is a complainer. Of course, it's perfectly fine to raise concerns, to question dubious choices, and to remain thoughtful and analytical, always. But needless and persistent complaining generally accomplishes nothing positive. To the contrary, it drags you down, it reflects poorly on you, and can transform otherwise productive coworkers into cynical, whining, unproductive people. A negative person can destroy the morale in your LNC business. Take care when you interview people to watch for negativity. Sometimes a person will effectively hide it, but other times it is blatant. Run from the person who displays negativity. In short, focus on hiring people who describe effectiveness in problem solving, not complaining that they cannot be solved. Principle number two is strive to reach your full potential. One of the things that prevents many LNCs from achieving success is complacency. Once they begin to do well in something in business, be it marketing, producing LNC reports, inspiring employees, or something else, they take a miniature mental vacation. That is, instead of ratcheting things up further, they don't push themselves to continually improve. While they are coasting, other LNCs are learning new techniques, technology, or tips to improve their skills. So instead of being complacent, push hard to reach your full potential at every turn. And principle three is limit your use of shortcuts. Of course, sometimes shortcuts are a good thing. If you can find a way to go from point A to point B in half the time, and there's no downside to the new route, then you should of course take it. Shortcuts I used all the time were creating tables or figures that I reused in reports. For example, I had tables that described the stages of pressure sores or the parameters in the Glasgow Coma Score. It was easy to insert them into a report. But in many instances in business, we do face trade-offs. For example, we might be able to cut costs by not giving employees a raise, but as a result, they might become disgruntled and intentionally shirk their duties. Remember, there are trade-offs. Cutting corners, not taking the time to thoroughly proofread, not organizing the medical records well can lead to trouble. Principle four, be a continuous learner. for LNC success. I mentioned this earlier in this podcast. LNCs have different learning styles. Some learn all the time and find ways to incorporate that learning into their lives as they go. These people are continuous learners. On the other hand, some of us learn in discrete chunks. For instance, we might find out how to use a new software program, but immediately after doing so, we will cease to learn anything new about it until it's necessary. In general, LNCs who learn in discrete chunks often find themselves at a serious disadvantage, as they often neglect to learn many important new things about products, people, and tools they interact with daily. Try to be a continuous learner. Discipline yourself to learn something new every week. Block off an hour to watch a webinar, read a book, or take a course. And principle number 5 is always have a plan, even if you don't use it. Some people serially plan their lives. For every minute of the day, they have something scheduled. Like clockwork, their days play out with very few unforeseen events. I have a colleague who plans her days in 15-minute increments, to the point of knowing exactly when she will walk her dog. I can't say that I have that kind of grip on my day, and thankfully, I don't have a dog that needs to be walked 4 times a day. I know what I need to do each day, and I keep distractions to a minimum. You will find that having a to-do list and resisting temptation to drift away from it will keep you focused and productive. It's far too easy to wander away from what you need to be doing for your business so you can achieve success. Follow these 5 principles for success. And speaking of continuous learning, check out the options for investing in you and your LNC career by going to the link at lnc.tips/July2020virtual. That link will give you everything you need to know about the conference. And that link again is lnc.tips/July2020virtual. Be sure to check out that link and sign up for the conference. And if you're listening to this after it's over, we'll be selling the audio and video tapes and would love to share that knowledge with you. That link again is lnc.tips/July2020virtual.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Join our community to get notified of each new episode and to receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. We appreciate you and your interest.